Blog Talk Radio.
Prayer is a spiritual weapon that enables us to access the kingdom of heaven. Prayer is a guided missile. Prayer transcends boundaries and knows no limits. Prayer overrides the enemy and it exposes his agenda. It is in the place of prayer that the will of God is enforced and that his kingdom is made manifest on earth and among men. That is why in Luke chapter 11, verse 2, Jesus instructs us, pray that thy kingdom come and let thine will be done. He didn't say preach or sing that thy kingdom come. He said pray that thy kingdom come. Prayer power.
Kevin, great friends.
Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything, amazing God, amazing King, you're an amazing, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King, he's an amazing everything.
This is my testimony when you said this.
Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. But all the mistakes that I made, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near,
sing it.
I now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace, no peace, no peace.
But I'm so glad,
and I'm so glad
that I found you,
that I found you. Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing. Everything.
God, all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' most holy, precious name.
We thank you, Lord, for this morning, Father God. Good morning to everyone. I pray that everyone is doing well on this morning, you and your families. Father, we pray your holy name. We pray your son. We pray in your son, Jesus' name. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, for all you have done, all that you're going to do. We thank you for our lying down last night and our rising this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, Father God, let your saints be joyful on this morning, Father God. Lead us, guide us, and direct us, Father, in the way that you have us to go, Lord God. Heavenly Father, you are great. You are excellent. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless your people, Lord God. That you bless your people speedily, Father. Bless us, Father, with your amazing grace, with your anointing power, Lord God, because you're so great. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, and you're worthy to be praised, Father. Father, continue to look upon us, Lord God. Continually, Father, we thank you, Lord. Your people, Lord God, continue to save us, continue to be with us, Father, with your loving kindness. In Jesus' name, we pray. I pray. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, Lord God. Father, we thank you for everything, everything, Father, everything, Lord God. Father God, we're even in all of the thunder and the lightning on last night, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Lord. We pray for your mercy. Have mercy upon us, Lord, in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Welcome to Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Again, with Dr. Afrida Bradford. It's the pastor of Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Hattie Cooper, your host on this morning. We welcome all the visitors and all the listening audience all over the globe, all over the world, all over this line. Lord God, bless them, keep them, bless their families, protect their families, Lord God. Father, you know what they're standing in the need of, Father God. The saved and the unsaved, Father, because you smile on the just and the unjust, Father. Father God, we thank you. Again, Father, that's all we can do is just thank you and praise you and worship you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you for the audience. Come back again and enjoy the messages in the name of Jesus Christ. We greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we thank you for being with us on this morning. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Father, we just thank you for everything, everything, Lord. I'm coming to you this morning in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Greeting you in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I'm coming with a scripture this morning. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalms 27:14. Our theme for this morning is the power of prayer. The power of prayer. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to run down a couple of scriptures. You guys can write it down if you like or remember them. Starting off with Matthew 6:9-13. After this matter, therefore pray. Ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things whatsoever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. Luke 11:9. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open. John 4:13-14. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, in Jesus' name, in the Son's name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. We don't get the glory. God get the glory. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye want, and it shall be done unto you. Prayer is a primary way for believers in Christ Jesus to continue in communication. Their emotions, plans, and desire. When we pray and pray to God, he wants to give us his heart so desire. When we pray to God, we send out our strong emotions to him, explaining to him what we want. But if it's not his will and in his plan, he may not give it to us. If we go on our own, if our own heart desire, our own plans, we may run into a serious problem. Prayer can be silent, private, public, formal or informal, or auto, because now we can listen to prayers and scriptures on our cell phones electronically. Prayer is a connection to God who created humans, the human body, soul, and spirit, and mind. When we pray, we must go to the Heavenly Father in faith. James 1:6, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. John 16:23, and in the power of the Holy Spirit. When we go to God in prayer, we go to him in Jesus' name. We go to him with the power of the Holy Spirit. We know Acts 1:8. When we get baptized, we will receive power in the name of Jesus Christ. We will receive power in the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 1:8. The Holy Ghost power will come upon us in the name of Jesus, and we thank God for that. God is our heavenly parent. He wants to hear from his children verbally, through prayer, through fasting. Power of prayer is simple. When we talk to God in prayer, then obey his word. After speaking to God in prayer, we must wait to get an answer. He may or may not answer right away, depending on the situation. If it's his will, it's yes. If not his will, no. He would say, wait, or don't do it. He may just even be silent. In the meantime, keep praying for the answer. He will come sooner or later. God is not a man that he should lie. Prayer helps us to enlarge his kingdom. Jesus said we can do nothing without him. John 15:5. Don't be anxious about anything in every situation. by prayer, petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all, guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. We don't always go to God. We call our friends, we call our sisters, our brothers, our mom, our neighbors, our spouse, and sometimes our children for the answer. Not putting God first, which that God tells us in his word, in his scriptures, in Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things, all these things shall be added unto you. This shall take place. This shall take the place when we pray in due season. When we seek God first, all other things will be added onto us. No matter what we need, no matter what we want, no matter where we want to go, no matter where we want to live, when we seek God first, he brings it to pass. All of our wants, all of our desires, our want is a special thing. Just like our children, if they do well, or grandchildren, if they do well, we would do something special for them. Our Heavenly Father do things special for us when he give us our want. He said, he never said he would give us our wants. He said that he would supply our every need. So we thank God for that. Amen. In Jesus' name, in due season. The power of prayer is simple. It's just communication, talking to God, fellowship with him, spending time with him. Our Heavenly Father, and getting to know him, getting to know his ways through his word. God said we must pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians. God cares for his children and want them to be near him much as possible, spending time with him and telling him about everything so that he can fix the situation, no matter what it is. He said we will never, he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. Hebrews 13:5-6. The power of God will open our eyes spiritually, help us to get in touch with God, help us to know what he is doing, and also letting us know how he's going to do it. When we pray, he is nearby. God will answer our prayers in the form of our thoughts, spiritually, feelings, scriptures, or action through other people. When the people of God pray, we have power and can move mountains. The power and authority of the Holy Spirit. And our emotions and our motives should be pure, should be right. Then we will be able to move mountains as God said that we can. In Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And 12 says, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. It's just amazing how God have all these promises for his children, all these promises, and there's none of them to let us down. All of them are to prosper us, but we don't trust him enough. We don't believe him enough. All of us, some of us, in Jesus' name. God will answer us because he said he would listen to us. Prayer is seeking God. The power of prayer is knowing that God is going to answer. The power of prayer. You remember Hannah? She prayed for a son. She prayed for a son, a husband. She prayed so hard and fast, so hard. Her husband thought she was drunk, and she wasn't. But she prayed for that son. She believed. And God gave her a son, and she gave the son back to her. Esther prayed. She fasted and prayed and saved her people. Jehoshaphat prayed. Oh, what the power of prayer can do. And if we have the faith and to believe and to pray, our children will be released from prison. Our children will be released from drugs. We would have whatever we say we want. We would have the good life that God has for us. Only if we sacrifice, fast, and pray, and be sincere about it. We will remove all of those mountains. Our financial situation would be better. Our health would be better. In Jesus' most holy precious name. Also, prayer, the power of prayer. When we pray, we should pray for protection. Pray for transformation. Pray for restoration. Pray to have a closer relationship and a closer walk with God. Prayer can change your life. Prayer can change my life. Prayer can change the lives of others. How to activate prayer. Thanking God. Asking God for forgiveness, saying what you need, saying what I need, praying God's word, pray with a friend, and most of all, rememorizing the scriptures of God. The wicked has no desire to pray. Psalms 10:4. When we pray, we're seeking God's favor. We're pouring out our souls. We should keep God on our mind all day in Christ Jesus. Thank God for today. Let our petitions be known to the Lord. If we need wisdom, we pray and ask God for wisdom and to guide us in the way that we should go. God is the heart of prayer. Father, help us not to lose sight. Help us to pray. Help us to fast. Help us to acknowledge you. In Jesus' most holy precious name. And we thank you on this morning. In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. We thank you, Father. In closing, we're going to ask for altar prayer. We're going to ask if anyone not saved and would like to give their life to Christ Jesus at this time, you could come and give your life to Jesus Christ so he can turn your life around, give you salvation, and give you freedom in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. All you have to do is ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and to forgive you for your sins and turn. And God will hear you. And he will save you. And he will adopt you into his kingdom. In the kingdom of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name. Repent. The hand of God is at hand. In Jesus' most holy, precious name. And we thank God on this morning. We have an altar call today at 12 noon, and we'll be back at 9 p.m. tonight. We just thank God for you coming in, listening to the Word of God. Keep God first. Cry out to him. Pour your soul out to him. Kneel before the Father and ask for forgiveness. And God will come in and give you peace. Thank you for joining us on this morning, Life Worth Jesus Kingdom Ministry. We thank you, visitors, for coming. We invite you back again. In the name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God be with you and your family. God, protection over your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turns his face towards you and give you peace. In Jesus' most holy, precious name. Hattie Cooper, signing out in Jesus' name. Paul wrote, do not be anxious for anything in Jesus' most holy precious name. Philippians 4:6-7 in Jesus' name. Thank you. Have a blessed and a safe day. Come back again in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
ever shifting in the atmosphere. There is dominion, there is power, yeah. When I pray, when I pray.
Changes everywhere.